مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله ويا مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله We love our saints الحمد لله We love our saints الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we are here with Silsila Charismatic Personalities in the History of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have been talking about different beautiful, amazing personalities of Islam, and today is also one of the most amazing personalities in the history of Islam. Inshallah, we'll come to know who is that charismatic personality. But before, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he has given us a beautiful mindset that whenever you perform any good deed or any permissible task, you should always remember to make good intentions. Because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, that intention of a believer is better than his actions. My dear Islamic brothers, remember, you will not be rewarded if you don't make any intention. So inshallah azza wa jal, let's make few good intentions regarding this program. Inshallah, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I will share the knowledge of deen in Islam, and you will listen for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from start till end with utmost concentration, focus, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's first listen an excellence of salawat and salutations upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, as-Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, has said, whenever you pass by any masjid, recite salat ala nabi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Islamic Buddhas, whenever you pass by any masjid, inshallah, what you have to do, you have to recite, you have to send salawat and salutations upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Inshallah, we'll come to know who is today's charismatic personality of Islam. But let's listen this parable. In a busy and bustling market, a servant in a shop of a silk cloths was busy supplicating and asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for Jannah, paradise. As the proprietor of the shop listened to his words, it struck fear into him. Tears welled up in his eyes. Even his shoulders began to shake. In the meantime, he ordered to close the shop immediately. Wrapping a cloth around his head, he stood quickly and said, "Alas, we have become so fearless to Allah Azza wa Jal that a person from the bottom of his heart supplicates to Allah Azza wa Jal for Jannah." Actually, he meant that it was a very courageous supplication and dua. We, the sinners, should supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness of our sins instead. This shop owner was incredibly Allah-fearing person. Whenever he stood up for offering salah at night, such an excessive amount of tears trickled down his eyes that sound produced by the tears shedding on mat used to be clearly heard. And he used to weep so uncontrollably that neighbors had pity on him. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers, do you know who he was? Do you know who is the charismatic personality of today's program, today's silsila? This shop owner was great leader of millions of Hanafis. Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. نہ کیوں کریں ناز اہل سنت نہ کیوں کریں ناز اہل سنت کہ تم سے چمکا نصیب امت سراج امت ملا جو تم سا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the famous name of Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Nu'man. The name of his honorable father is Thabit and Kunya, patronymic name is Abu Hanifa. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born in 70 after Hijri in Kufa, a famous city in Iraq, and passed away on 2nd Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam 150 after Hijri at the age of 80. His blessed tomb is situated in Baghdad, and even till today, followers across the globe visit his blessed tomb. All four Imams, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullah, are rightly guided, and their true faith followers are brothers to one another. Alhamdulillah. No bias and hostile attitude prevail amongst them at all. Out of all these blessed four Imams, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, holds the highest rank. Another thing that endorses this fact is that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had the honor of being the only tabi'i amongst them. Who is tabi'i? The one who met any blessed companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the state of Iman and also had an end with Iman is called tabi'i. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is also a tabi'i, meaning he had company of sahabi, subhanallah, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the state of Iman, and then he passed away in the state of Iman. So this is the definition of a tabi'i. As per the authority of different narrations, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi privileged to meet few blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and also listened to the blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam directly through some companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Therefore, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Do not rejoice at the misfortune of your brother, for Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy on him and subject you to this mishap." Hai naam Nu'man ibn Thabit, Abu Hanifa hai unki kunyat, pukarata hai ye keh ke alam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Meaning, his name is Nu'man ibn Thabit, his kunya is Abu Hanifa. The entire world call him Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا إمام أعظم رحمة الله تعالى عليه performed 55 حج الله أكبر in his lifetime. The Islamic brothers, did you listen that? 55 حج in his lifetime he performed. When he رحمة الله تعالى عليه had the privilege to perform the Hajj for the last time, the attendants of the Holy Kaaba, on his desire, opened Babul Kaaba, meaning the door of the Blessed Kaaba. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi humbly entered inside, and standing between the two pillars of Baytullah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi completed whole Quran, reciting in two rak'ah. Then kept supplicating, making dua, weeping for a long time. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was engaged in supplication. A voice called out from a corner of Baytullah, "You have excellently attained our recognition and served with khulus and sincerity. We have pardoned you, and also the ones who will follow you until the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. My dear Islamic brothers, how fortunate we are being the followers of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Maru shaha zere sabz gumbad, ho mera madfan baqi gharqad, karam ho behre rasool akram, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam bestowed incredible favors upon Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In Madina Munawwara, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Upon approaching the sacred tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi humbly offered salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this way. As-salamu alayka ya sayyid al-mursaleen. Then a reply came from the sacred madar. Wa alayka salamu ya imam al-muslimin. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. After completing education, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi intended to live in seclusion. One night, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his dream. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Abu Hanifa, Allah azza wa jal has created you to revive my sunnah. So do not intend to live in seclusion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam encouraged Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in his dream and ordered to revive and propagate the sunnah, as a result, how profound eagerness to worship and excessive preoccupation with promoting sunnah he had. Here is a glimpse into his life. Sayyidina Mis'ar bin Khidam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, I came to Masjid Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Masjid of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala. I noticed after offering Salatul Fajr, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi remained busy teaching Islamic knowledge to the people all day long. During this learning and teaching sessions, breaks were taken only for Salah. After Salatul Isha, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to his residence. A short time later, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, with luminous face, dressed in a plain clothes and wearing itr, meaning a perfume, came to a masjid and began to offer nafil salah at the corner and continued it until the morning. Meaning nawafil salah, he continued until the morning. After that, he rahmatullahi ta'ala went to his residence and returned after changing his dress. And after offering Salatul Fajr with Jama'at, the routine of teaching continued till Isha. Just like previous day. Allahu Akbar. I thought he rahmatullahi ta'ala would have been absolutely exhausted and will surely take rest that night. But he rahmatullahi ta'ala followed the same routine that night as well. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers, further it is said later, on the third day and night, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi followed the same routine, utterly mesmerized and captivated. I decided to dedicate my whole life to serve him. So I permanently stayed in his blessed masjid. Throughout my stay there, I never saw Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi without observing Psalm any day and heedless of worshipping and performing nafil any night. However, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to take a little rest before Salatul Zuhr. So my Islamic brothers, did you notice what a great personality Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It is stated in the book Al-Khairatul Hisan, for 30 consecutive years, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi observed Saum fast 30 consecutive years. And for 30 years, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kept reciting the entire Holy Quran in a single rak'at for 45 years. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, offered Salatul Fajr with wudu made for Salatul Isha. Allahu Akbar. The place where his blessed soul was seized, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, recited the Holy Quran 7,000 times. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Ghani. Someone once criticized Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi before Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, do you criticize the person who for 45 years offered 5 times salah with one wudu and recited the entire Holy Quran in a single rakat? Whatever the teachings of Islamic fiqh I have is by virtue of him. It is stated in a narration formally. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, did not use to worship all night long. Once he heard someone saying, Abu Hanifa does not sleep all night, therefore in honor of his positive opinion, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, began to worship all night. Allahu Akbar. What great personalities the Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, in the history of Islam are. You just read about them. Then you just think that we are doing nothing. We are nowhere. Allahu Akbar. A personality who had finished 7,000 times Quran. Allahu Akbar. A personality for 45 years offered Salatul Fajr with the wudu of Salatul Isha. He fasted for 30 consecutive years. Now the question is, the sole purpose of this silsila is, when we talk about these charismatic personalities, that what lessons are we learning from their blessed life? What lessons are we learning from their piety? From the taqwa they had? And the Islamic brothers, what is our state of salah? What is our state of salah? Do we offer salah 5 times a day? Let alone offering salah whole night. Do we even recite Quran in Ramadan, let alone reciting Quran every day? Or forget about reciting Quran, do we even know how to recite Quran properly? Can we recite Quran with proper makharij, with its rules and regulations? Forget about reciting 7,000 times. This is our Imam. We claim ourselves Hanafi. We love Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. We claim that he is our Imam, but what is his stature? What is his taqwa? What is his piety? Will not we as Hanafis learn something from that? Will not we consider ourselves that where are we heading to? Why we are missing our salah? Why we are not fasting? Nawafil, Psalm, let alone Nawafil, there are a huge number of Muslims even they do not fast in Ramadan. Nobody is stopping with this. If it has been in the past, let's pray. Let's repent in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Let's start praying from today, inshaAllah. Let's make intention that we will not miss our single salah, inshaAllah. If we have missed the psalm of Ramadan, then make intention today, inshallah, in my rest of my life, I will never miss a single fast of Ramadan without any valid reason, Islamic reason, Shari reason. And inshallah, if I have missed any in the past, I will find out the rulings regarding those missed fastings. And inshallah, I'll try to observe them too. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, make an intention, inshallah, as our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he loved Quran so much that he would recite Quran, rather recited Quran 7,000 times at the place where his blessed soul was seized. He would recite Quran in salah. He would teach the teachings of Quran all day long. Then he would do his ibadat at night. He spent spent this way his life, his routine we have heard. Will not we also love Quran the way our Imam loved? Will not we try to learn Quran too, inshallah, and learn and teach Quran? Because the best amongst you is the one who learns and teaches Quran to others. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to make khatmi Quran, meaning he would complete Quran 62 times in the blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem, including Eid al-Fitr, daily, once in daytime, once in the night, once during Taraweeh, throughout the blessed month, and once on the day of Eid. 62 times Quran only he would recite in the holy month of Ramadan al-Kareem, Allahu Akbar, including the day of Eid. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was incredibly generous, sakhi, subhanallah, when spending and giving in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and incredibly patient, sabir, when teaching. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to listen to the objections made against him, subhanallah. May we also learn a few lessons from this charismatic personality's life, that we also develop a habit of sabr, patience. We also develop a habit of sakhawat, generosity, when it's the time to give in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We also recite Quran, not only in Ramadan, but outside Ramadan too, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. It is stated in book Tadhkiratul Awliya, Sayyiduna Dawood Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I stayed in the company of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi for 20 years. Whether he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was alone or in public, I never saw him bareheaded, nor did I see him ever resting his feet. I asked him once, why do you not rest your feet while you are alone? He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, I show respect to the people being in the public and show no respect to Allah azza wa jal while I am in seclusion. It is beyond my power. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, these were the people. The inside life was more beautiful than outside life. Let's put it this way. Subhanallah. Their batin was more beautiful than their zahir, their apparent life. These were the personalities in the history of Islam. Subhanallah. And one of them we are talking today. One of them we are discussing today, who is no other than Imam Azam, one of the great Imams. Subhanallah. Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. It is stated in the book Al-Khayratul Hisan, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi never lay down, stretching out his feet towards the home of his respected teacher Sayyidina Imam Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, even though there were about 7 streets between his residence and the home of his respected teacher. Allahu Ghani. Subhanallah. The Islamic, but this was the respect he showed to the teacher. 7 streets are in between, but he is not stretching legs towards the house of his teacher. If we have got our teacher, who has taught us Quran, who has taught us Hadith, who has taught us Deen, who has taught us knowledge of Deen Islam, or who has taught us, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, try to show respect to your teachers, to your elders. Subhanallah. This is what we learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. InshaAllah, azza wa jal, for today, that's all. But inshaAllah, we'll come back with another beautiful episode on the seerah of this great charismatic personality of Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Thabit, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and whatever intentions you have made so far today in this blessed program and silsila, please try to act upon. I make this intention too. You also do so. InshaAllah azza wa jal. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ويا مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله. ويا مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله. We love our sins الحمد لله. We love our sins الحمد لله.